the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Tuesday, 19th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Ahqaf, verse 15 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. He grows until, when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Indeed, I have repented to you, and indeed I am of the Muslims."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Taking the Quranic verses and traditions and narrations bears testimony to the fact that, as per divine command, doing good to one's parents is one a pair with worshipping God based on which it is obligatory to be dutiful to one's parents and obey them unless their commands be inconsistent with divine commands and those of his messenger. It is incumbent upon every individual to make every attempt to do good to them and obtain their satisfaction at all times and to the extent possible to do so, since obedience to them and obtaining their satisfaction are on a par with obedience to Allah and obtaining divine satisfaction.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Let's look at the motherhood from the viewpoint of Islam. In Islam, countless remarkable mothers have emerged, embodying unwavering faith, dedication, and love. These extraordinary women stand as beacons of strength, guidance, and compassion, inspiring mothers throughout history and today. All in all, mothers play a pivotal role in shaping society, especially through the lives of their children, where they serve as powerful role models. The love, care, and teachings they provide create a ripple effect that extends beyond our homes, influencing future generations and making a lasting difference in our community. As we honor and cherish the role of mothers in Islam and our communities, let us recognize their significant contributions and continue to draw inspiration from their noble qualities and examples.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. The life of this noble lady is full of pure tips and lessons in order to objectify the slogan of chastity and hijab in social encounters, and the best way to show the limits and quality of the appearance of Muslim women in society. There was a next example which was very important to be the position of women in political struggles, or to some extent the social role of a woman. After the demise of the Holy Prophet and his martyrdom, inner conflicts and ignorance emerged in some famous personalities, and as a result of these circumstances, the caliphate, which was the right of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, was given to others. And here we see that Lady of Islam, Fatima salam Allah alayha, started a political struggle in various forms based on the dignity that she had in the Islamic society, and especially in Medina. And according to historical sources, one of the manifestations of Lady Fatima's political campaigns was that she used to go to the house of Ansar and Muhajirin together with Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and ask them for help in correcting the path of rulership.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. In this part, we'll look at the role of the mother, and that is being a model for the child. Since the mother is the most important person in the life of a child, she's greatly revered. Her habits and behavior become a model for the child. Whatever the child observes from her, such as her housekeeping habits, her manners, her relationships with others, the way she spends money, and in general her lifestyle, will all undoubtedly affect the child's character. A mother is said to be better than 100 teachers. Her emotional strength and weaknesses are an example for the child and will be followed for many years to come, even though all of it may not be worthy. People have been reported to be following their mother's way even when they know the mothers were wrong. Thus, mothers have an important task of setting forth a good example. And another tip for you, of course, for Muslim mother, and that is trying to be a friend rather than a mother. So try to establish a relationship of trust and friendship. Develop frankness with your children. Often children hide their matters from their parents out of fear. Your frank behavior would encourage them to discuss every confusion or idea that have in their mind before acting upon them. Especially children spend a lot of time with their mothers, so the kind and friendly behavior of a Muslim mother can help them speak out their hearts.
The khair of this dunya and the akhirah and the tawfiq in this dunya and the akhirah is by loving and caring for your parents. One day, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, he tells him, Ilahi, I want to see my neighbor in paradise. Who's my neighbor in paradise? Who's going to be the neighbor of Prophet Musa alayhi salam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, you go to this town, and this is the address, and this is the location. This person is in the same level as Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. Prophet Musa, who's done so much. He's guided Bani Israel, and he's Kalimullah. So many miracles, so much ibadah, so much struggles in the way of Allah. This person is your neighbor. Prophet Musa, he goes and he sees a normal man, a butcher. And that man did not know that this is Musa. So Prophet Musa wanted to see what is this person doing that makes this person qualified to be in the same level as Prophet Musa alayhi salam in paradise. He says, can I come and stay with you for the night? The man says, yes, come and stay. Musa stays with him. He wants to see, is this person giving charity? Is this person doing jihad? Is this person praying the whole night? What is this person doing? He saw that this person has a very normal life. He's sleeping and he is living a very normal life. Nothing very unique in particular with this person's life. But then in the morning, he saw that this man, he goes to a room. And after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, after a while, he leaves the room and he goes to work. Prophet Musa tells him, wait a moment. Who's in that room? What were you doing in that room? He tells him, my mother is in that room. And my mother is paralyzed. So I go every day, I feed my mother. I wash her feet. I change her clothes. I take care of her. I give her all that she needs. And then I leave. And then he tells him, when you feed your mother, what does she say? Does she pray for you? He says, yes, my mother prays for me. All day, the whole time I am taking care of her, she prays for me. He says, every bite I put the food with, every bite I put in her mouth, she says, oh Allah, be pleased with my son. Oh Allah, make my son the neighbor of Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa tells him, the dua of your mother has been accepted, and I am Musa. And Allah told me that you will be my neighbor in paradise.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and on the eve of the blessed birthday of the Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, let us hear some interesting words from this Lady of Light about the purpose of creation by God Almighty. He originated things, but not from anything that existed before them, and created them without examples to follow. Rather, He created them with His might and dispersed them according to His will. Not for a need did He create them, nor for a benefit for Him did He shape them, but to establish His wisdom, bring attention to His obedience, manifest His might, lead His creatures to humbly venerate Him and to exalt His decrees.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about accepting the truth. The Holy Prophet said, "Accept the truth from anyone who comes to you with it. Be he lowly or noble, even if he himself is detestable from you or to you. And reject falsehood from anyone who comes to you with it. Be he lowly or noble, even if he is beloved to you." Accepting the truth, this is one of the qualities of the believer. And this is actually one of the most difficult of actions. We usually think of accepting the truth as the cognitive act of understanding something. But accepting the truth and understanding the truth are two different things. Now, it's necessary here to explain this a little bit more so our listeners, they can understand this a little bit more properly. You know, when you observe some testimony or some proof regarding a certain thing, your mind understands it. Like, for example, let's say that you come to, you know, somebody presents you with certain testimony that your son or your daughter or your child has done something wrong and against the rules at school. And, you know, the, for example, let's say that they show you a video of him or her doing something wrong in the school. You know, this, with this testimony, your mind, it realizes and it understands that, you know, your child has done something against the rules and that he should be punished. This is a cognitive act in which the mind comes to realize that, you know, this is truth. But accepting the truth is something different. It's possible even after you have understood that, you know, your child has done something wrong, you might not accept it. You might say that, no, there could be something wrong with the video camera. You might have been, you know, mistaken him with somebody else. The video looks blurry, and so on and so forth, right? So you might not be willing to accept this truth that you've understood because of your love for your child, and you don't want to come to terms with the fact that he's done something wrong because it's dishonorable for you, or, you know, it goes against what you believe your son to be, you know. So this is something different. Like, for example, in the Holy Quran, in one place in the Holy Quran regarding the Pharaoh, it says that after the Prophet Moses, he came and he presented all of these miracles to the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh saw them, he rejected them, meaning he rejected this truth that he had come to this earth, even though he was certain about it. He was certain that the Prophet Moses was a prophet and had been sent by God and with these, you know, manifest proofs to, you know, for the guidance, for his guidance, but he rejected them because accepting them would be tantamount to his abdicating his sovereignty and his power, which is something that he wasn't willing to do. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at accepting the truth in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم. Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really happy, inshallah. Today also we have Brother Fawad Haider and Hussein Akbari. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Fawad, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine too.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine, brothers and sisters. Hope you are fine as well, inshallah. Inshallah, today, ayah 123 of Surah Al-An'am on page 143 is our main topic. We'll practice this ayah. We'll get to know. And let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. And also we'll practice the recitation. So first and foremost, let's have a quick recitation of this ayah. I mean, we'll listen to our recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون. حسين, could you once read this ayah for us?
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to Hussein.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
ما شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها.
Nice, ما شاء الله.
وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون.
Completely correct.
Yes.
MashaAllah. Was there any mistake for it?
No, I didn't notice.
Okay,
any.
He didn't notice. So there was actually no mistakes. So we'll, of course, we'll practice, okay, all the tajweed rules important here in this ayah. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, you will get to know them as well. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa kadhalika. Fawad, could you help us with the tajweed rules here? First, let me translate this ayah, okay? Wa kadhalika ja'alna, thus have we installed in every town. Fi kulli qaryatin. Qarya means town. A
residence or town?
Yeah, a residential place, okay?
Oh.
Village, like a village. Town or village. Actually, they are different, town and village, yeah, but it refers to village as well sometimes, to a town as well, like a community. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِهَا. It's major criminals. لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا, that they may plot there. And Allah Almighty does not say that we force the criminals, okay, we force some of the people, okay, to commit crimes in the community. All right? Allah Almighty does not say this one. Allah Almighty says that, yeah, we let the criminals do this. It's their own, okay? They have free will to do, okay? But we also have the light of guidance on the other side. We got the criminals, the ones who are the wrongdoers, but we have also the ones who are rightdoers. Yeah, for what? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. But وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ, yet they don't plot, if they are plotting, okay? They might be thinking like we are plotting against other people. But in fact, they are plotting against themselves. Means they are what? They're kind of destroying their own life. This could be the message of this ayah. So, for what? Help us with the tajweed rules here. وَكَذَلِكَ. First, some like letters are here that you should pay attention. Yes? All right, for what?
So, first we have waw.
Waw, pronounce it wa, not va.
Yes. Dhal.
Dhal. كَذَلِكَ.
Ayn.
Ayn, ahsant.
Qaf.
Qa. Qa. Qaryatin. Qa. Heavy sound.
Yes.
Nice.
Hamza.
Hamza. Akbara. A and Ayn, they are different.
Yes.
Akbara. So?
We have ha.
Ha. Mujrimi ha. Next one. These are the, yeah, these letters are important. So, Fawad, read the first word here. وَكَذَلِكَ
وَكَذَلِكَ
Make sure after ذَال you have an alif, baby alif. Hussein, read it. What?
وَكَذَلِكَ
أحسن. وَكَذَلِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ
Sir, I have a question. So, which recitation we should practice? Like, which with what tone?
Oh, you mean if you want to practice, if you want to be a reciter?
Yeah, with a beautiful, like, voice and okay. recitation.
Good. Look, there are many steps, okay? It depends, I mean, it depends on you, that in what level you are, for example, okay?
For example, read the beginning.
Oh, for the beginners, okay? For the beginners, first, you have to know the complete rules of how to read the Quran.
Tajweed, right?
No, no. Before Tajweed, you have reading and fluency.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
You have to be able to read the Quran. Yes. No matter with Tajweed or without Tajweed, but at least you should be able to read the text. Text reading.
Yes.
You should know the text reading of the Quran. For example, you should be able to read it. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ This way, at least, you should be able to read. Okay? If you didn't know how to stop, where to stop, no. At least you should know how to read it. If you know this one, then the important thing is the Tajweed rules, that you should learn the Tajweed rules. So these two steps are important.
So Tajweed is the intermediate level or it's something else?
It has different levels, Tajweed itself, okay?
Yes.
Itself has different levels. So for beginners, yeah, the Tajweed for beginners we have, okay? These points that we mentioned during our class, okay? This is for beginners as well, intermediates as well, okay? For all.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى
Now, two steps. Reading and fluency should be very good, Hussein. And second one?
Tajweed.
Then we recommend you start practicing with the Sheikh Husari, Khalil Husari, Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari. Start practicing with his recitation, okay? Especially the Muallim one. If you look at the audios of his recitation, okay? He has different levels. Recitation, he has Husari Muallim, he has Husari Gapless, he has Husari Muratal, okay? Murattal, okay? It is actually. So different levels it has. You start with Husari
Muallim.
He recites this way. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ This way, very slowly, he asks you to repeat with him, to go with him. So after you practiced for a while with him, okay, you got a bit fluency, okay? You become fluent in reading, okay, for what? Then you can change the audio. You go to حُسَرِي مُرَتَّل or حُسَرِي gapless. Then after that, after a while, after a month, 2 months, you practice, you became a good reader of the Quran, then you can turn to, you can switch to Minshawi. Minshawi Gapless. It's much speedy, okay? Speeder, I mean, it has more speed than
Khalil al-Husari.
Then, yes, of course, then at least you should practice like for a long time, okay? To get the tune. Then you have Saut and Lahn. It's another step after Tajweed, Saut and Lahn. There are different Saut and Lahn, I mean the vocals, okay? You practice with the vocals. So there are different levels of recitation, okay? You should know that.
So can you introduce a way to learn Saut and Lahn?
Yeah. First, at least you should be able to practice the way, for example, Husari recites.
Yes.
And then the way Minshawi recites. Copying. taqlid. Yes. The level of taqlid becomes there. You should perform taqlid for a while, okay? Just to have the little, just to get introduced to the luhun or to the vocals. Then, inshallah, you will enter the special or professional level of recitation. In that recitation, you should work on your recitation, okay? I mean, in a special way, professionally, and you need a teacher with you. Without a teacher, it is impossible. All right? So when you got to this level, you have to find a teacher and learn from him. Thank you so much for a nice question, Fawad. So let's mention some more tajweed rules. Fawad, next tajweed rule. جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَةً. Should we hide the sound? أكابرة. حسين في كل قرية أكابرة.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Correct.
No.
No. Mashallah, it's not إخفاء.
Yes.
قرية أكابرة. No إخفاء. Okay, حسين. No إخفاء. أكابرة. را has a heavy sound. مجرميها.
قلقلة.
قلقلة. Read it, حسين.
مجرميها.
أحسن. مجرميها. مجرميها. Sila tells us
it's better to continue. It's recommended.
Better to continue. Okay. ليمكروا فيها. Sila tells us better to continue. وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم. How do you read it forward?
بأنفسهم.
What is the rule?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. بأنفسهم. وَمَا يَشْعُرُ. So, that's all. I will recite this ayah once. Fawad and Hussein will practice after me. And brothers and sisters, hope you also practice. Listen and repeat. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها
وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها.
أحسن. ليمكروا فيها. Alright. Listen and repeat. وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها.
وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها.
أحسن. مجرميها. مي يا مان. نايس. That was good. وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون.
وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us up to this time. That's all from us for today. Hope you stay safe, inshallah. Stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevilla International Schools Network. See you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of supplication. We said that based on the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, there are many conditions to be met if the supplication is to be responded to. Now, we mentioned a couple of conditions regarding the very first constituent. We said that this kind of spiritual attraction is one of the most significant assets God has bestowed upon us, the servants. We read in Imam Ali alayhi salam's will to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, that Imam Ali alayhi salam says and actually introduces this kind of great asset to his son, Imam Hassan. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ فِي يَدِكَ مَفَاتِيحَ خَزَائِنِهِ بِمَا أَذِنَ لَكَ فِيهِ مِنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ Then, my son, Allah has put in your hands the keys of his treasures. When? When he allowed you to ask him for what you like. فَمَتَى شِئْتَ إِسْتَفْتَحْتَ بِالدُّعَاءِ أَبْوَابَ نِعَمِهِ So whenever you like, you can open with supplication the doors of his blessings. وَاسْتَمْطَرْتَ شَآبِيبَ رَحْمَتِهِ Whenever you want, you could open up from his mercy. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi unadihi kullama shi'tu lihajati. Praise be to Allah, whom I call whenever I like and become alone with him without an intercessor, so that he achieves my needs. Fayaqdi lihajati. So, supplication, as we can say, is a huge abundance and blessing which Allah the Beneficent has given to His servants. It is a treasure exposed to these servants. So anyone who is lucky enough to gain it will have an immense asset. This is the very first constituent. This is the very point that we need to understand if we want to understand the entity, the spirit, the concept of supplication. despite the fact that it may be answered or not, supplication is a great virtue by itself. In the morning supplication, we read, إِلَهِ إِن لَمْ تَبْتَدِئْنِ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْكَ بِحُسْنِ التَّوْفِيقِ فَمَنِ السَّالِكُ بِي إِلَيْكَ فِي وَاذِحَ الطَّرِيقِ. Oh my God, if you do not bestow upon me your mercy by making me succeed in turning towards you, then who is going to guide me to you in the clear way?
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala bas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in Arafah supplication, إلهي أطلبني برحمتك حتى أصل إليك وجذبني بمنك حتى أقبل عليك. Oh my God, invite me with your mercy to join you and attract me with your favor so that I approach to you. It sometimes happens that a man, in difficult times of depression, does everything and resorts to any kinds of means, but he forgets supplication, despite the fact that the only way of salvage is supplication, despite the fact that supplication is introduced as the key to open the doors of vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah whenever the supplicant, whenever the servants want. So after suffering a lot of hardships, after realizing that nobody could help him, after realizing that the supplicant, the servant, has got no one to turn to, one resorts to supplication. Of course, this is reckoned as a success itself, but the real success is obtained when we resort to supplication at the initial stages of coming across with an impassable hurdle, so that God may open up his doors of blessings and abundance before we get into a state of despair. Shaykh Al-Kulayni, concerning this issue, reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, هل تعرفون طول البلاء من قصره? Do you recognize a long or a short duration of calamity? And the people, the companions said no. And he said, if at the time of disaster, it is inspired to one of you to to engage in supplication. إِذَا أُلْهِمَ أَحَدُكُمُ الدُّعَاءَ عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ, then he should realize that the disaster will last short. فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْبَلَاءَ قَصِيرٌ. Concerning this, it is said and reported from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam that says, مَا مِنْ بَلَاءٍ يَنْزِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ فَيُلْهِمُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الدُّعَاءَ. When a calamity befalls a faithful servant, and Allah inspires him to engage in supplication, that calamity will soon disappear. إِلَّا كَانَ كَشْفُ ذَٰلِكَ الْبَلَاءِ وَشِيكًا. وَمَا مِنْ بَلَاءٍ يَنْزِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ فَيُمْسِكُ عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ إِلَّا كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ الْبَلَاءُ طَوِيلًا. But if one, when afflicted with a calamity, refrains from supplication, that calamity will last long. فَإِذَا نَزَلَ الْبَلَاءُ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ. So, when there is a disaster, keep on invoking Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through half my life, Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we'll be discussing about Islamic upbringing, about children and youth, where we get our information from the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And joining us today is Sister Salma Khalfan, a respected Islamic researcher who will be enlightening us on this matter. Salaamu alaikum, dear Sister Salma, and thank you for joining us.
Walaikum.